Wolf dogs are illegal to own in Connecticut. They can contain an unpredictable genetic stew of wild wolf and domesticated dog, and that can make them dangerous to keep as pets. Still, that's not stopping people from acquiring them.
The complaint is that there are dogs in a pack roaming in this area of Ledyard, and that they have threatened people.
Dennis Shane is with the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. He says a genetic test conducted on a dog shot by a homeowner ID'd the animal as a wolf hybrid, but it's unclear exactly how much wolf and how much dog was in the animal. Still,
the behavior of a wolf-dog hybrid is unpredictable.
So why would someone want one?
Mostly what I've run across is they like wolves.
That's Monty Sloan. He's trained wolves for about 30 years.
And they think it would be really cool to have something that they could call a wolf, even though it's not a pure wolf.
He says finding first-generation crosses, that's a pure wolf bred with a domesticated dog, is rare. What's more likely is an unscrupulous breeder looking to make a quick buck.
Most of the animals out there are misrepresented, grossly misrepresented, may not have any wolf in them whatsoever. And the reason for that is those animals do make good pets because there's no wolf in them, and you can still sell puppies for a lot of money.
Dennis Shane says there will always be a market.
You know, there's some niche out in the world of people who want to have them, and there are breeders, and especially, you know, with the internet, people who are interested find sources for them.
Shane says if the dogs currently undergoing tests are determined to be illegal wolf dogs, the animals will be seized and placed in a zoo, education facility, or sanctuary. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.